probably in a Speedo on a beach right now, taking pictures of himself.
And Bjorn, we talked the same thing about you, but we're still waiting for pictures of your balls.
Right, whatever.
Please send those pictures of your balls to Ricky.
He probably sent Big Fatty's balls.
He has pictures of Big Fatty's
balls? I'm sure he does. Everybody has pictures of Big Fatty's balls.
I don't have pictures of Big Fatty's balls.
All you have to do is look online. Ask Nessa. She has them.
Big I think Nessa Fatty's balls.
Bradley is Googling Big Fatty's balls.
Oh, there's a YouTube video.
There's a YouTube video. The first one called Big Fatty Balls.
Is it Big Fatty?
No.
Oh.
Did you click on the YouTube video, though?
Look at that, though. No.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big
I think Nessa
Fatty.
Oh wait, yeah.
Oh, there's a YouTube video.
Is it Big Fatty?
No.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4632. I say choo. BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 11th of November, 2025. Y'all, coming up today, say it with me. A show. Y'all, we've got some updates on the new contest, Big Fatty. Hello, veterans, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your two, I say Tuesday, is going well. Y'all, you're veterans today because, yes, Big Fatty, it's Larry's Day. Larry the Veteran. It's true. Y'all, it's Larry the Veteran's Day. And as Brian in the Murray reminds us each year, Veterans Day is to honor the living veterans and current members of the armed forces. And Memorial Day is when, in the end of May, is when we honor those who have gone to glory. Yes, Big Fatty, dirt nap. Well, anyway, but y'all, so find Larry the Veteran in your neighborhood, and y'all, he can probably get a free hamburger at the Western Sizzlin' today. You know, they love to give the veterans a free hamburger. Be ready? It's kind of like Wimpy. I'll gladly pay you two, I say Tuesday, for a hamburger today. It's nothing like that.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today, the 11th day of the 11th month, y'all, Larry the Veterans Day, and y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, I've met this person in face-to-face at the Pride 48. I believe it was out there in Las Wages, and may have come a couple of years. I never can remember. And y'all, he spends most of his time lurking, but y'all usually pokes his head out during Lurker Week. Big Fatty, when is Lurker Week? Well, it's probably coming up soon. Oh, okay. And he also is very handy, Fatty. Well, not handy, not handsy. Oh, that's very different. It's true. Y'all, he knitted, I guess, or crocheted, or I don't know what the exact proper term is, but he crocheted Big Fatty an Afghan in the leather flag colors. Big Fatty, that's hanging on your chair, not the special one, in your love chamber. It's true. It's on display at all times. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all then, but y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only, y'all, he's known for his razor blades, Rick Gillette. Big Fatty, we love Rick just that we do indeed. And y'all, then our other celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all met him a couple of years out there at the Pride 48 in Lost Wages. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show, goggling Big Fatty's balls. Yes, Big Fatty, poor thing. He and his husband used to live in the Chicagos, then they moved to the Nebraskas, and now I believe they're back in the Chicagos, y'all raising their son. I believe his name is Aloysius. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the husband of Waylon. Y'all, I'm talking about that James LaRoy. Big Buddy, we love James LaRoy. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Rick or James LaRoy, wish him a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Meet Kathy, who's lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Kathy's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I have received, y'all, I believe, she may be on in the same content creation school as old Stinkpot. You know, he's trying to do four little shows a month. But, y'all, it's from Patty Bacon. And the subject line is contest. And she says, ole, big, you know, that's hello backwards. It's me, Patty Bacon from Nidraba, North Dakota. Ole, you know, Nidraba is, Aberdeen is Nidraba spelled backwards. Yes, Patty. Big, I'm so excited to hear that my cousin is executing my suggestion. I suppose this means I'm not eligible to play. Fire is fire. I'll tell you, though, my first thought was to suggest the totally original, never heard before names of Howard and Eunice. But then I thought that the robots would need something more, a little more contemporary. Those sound like names for your pets. Yes, Big Fatty. That reminds me. Ole, Poodle, it's me. Patty Bacon. Ole, Patty Bacon, it's me, Poodle. Anyway, Big, just want to clear something from my last e-letter. The bumper I was talking about that I don't hear anymore was one used for my cousin. It's exactly 14 minutes and 38 seconds of my premiere episode number 1880, CBFO Identical Cousins, 1480. That was also your old phone number. You should play it. Play that in the lottery for, oh, Big Fatty. Big, that now that's three e-letters in less than 30 days. It's true, Patty, and I'm all for it. Keep it up. You're going to take out a restraining order on me before I know it. I'll take one out if you don't keep them up. Yes, Big Fatty, and you'll be worried sick. It's true. So, y'all, I'll have to go investigate identical cousins. Well, I can't do it live. Doing it live, you have to get back to that, Patty. And y'all, speaking of the contest, dear Gussie, y'all, I found the Win Bacon's Money theme music. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, I've made an executive decision here. We're not going to have two contests. We're going to have one contest because so far the entries, y'all, it makes sense for them because you're coming in as pairs. Which makes sense. So it's going to be one contest to name the host of Ruination, the early years, because people are associating the two names. So it's one contest, winner take all from the colostomy bag of silver that Miss Bacon is providing. Yo, we got a couple of more entries. Let's see, we got y'all. We got one from that Shy Tom. He sent it in over there at the www. And let's just see if I can find it here real quick. Being fatty or not papayan. Here we go, right here. It says, "Big Freddy, I'm writing to submit my entries to name the Ruination host and hostess. I think they should be called Al and his twin sister Alice. Since you refer to AI as Al, it's only fair that Hus name is Al. Big Fatty, I didn't know that Alice was a Hus. Well, it must be a hussy. But Tom, thank you so much for that. And y'all, we've got another submission in the form of a voice letter. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Adam. I'm just calling to enter the contest. I don't know if you were supposed to call or email or text or what. You may have said, but I don't know. So I hope you accept a call. Downtown. But for the naming of your AI host, I think you can name the female host Robin, and I think you can name the male host Howard for Howard Stern and Robin Quivers, because they are famous radio personalities. So I think you could do that. Anyway, that's it. Thank you for calling.
Dear Gussie,
how do you hang this thing up? Bye-bye.
Y'all, that, of course, is old Cricket Hat. You know, he does that once weekly little show. And y'all, the Monday episode, y'all, he was just repeating a story about how he crashed into a police car. And y'all is you just never know. You know, car 54, where are you? Big Fatty right at the front bumper of Crooked Hat's car. Well, it was, I believe it was Mitten's car. But anyway, you know, and that's, isn't that interesting, y'all, that that Patty Bacon also suggested Howard as a name. You're Big Fatty, it's uncanny. And Miss Bacon, we got Miss Kathy Bacon, put that one down as an entry as well. Yes, Big Fatty. And Crooked Hat, just so you know, it's one entry per person, and you can e-letter it, you can post it to the www, or you can send a voice letter. We made it as easy as possible. Yes, Big Fatty. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, you know, we postponed the LFC. So you'll have that waiting for you. Well, it'll come out as soon as Veda gets home and we can start hoisting, pushing the buttons and everything. Y'all, I was late recording yesterday because, y'all, after the Sound of Music, Durwood wanted us to plan a trip to Lost Wages so he could see well, you know what? Yes, Big Fatty. Well, y'all, We sat down and looked at the mock and calendars, and y'all, the only time we could find where we could get the Aya Faya and the Bad Witch package to see the Wizard of Oz at the Sphere. Y'all, it's the last weekend in February and into the first couple of days of March. And y'all, I had tentatively had on my mocking calendar that Randy and the Penis Livania and Shy Tom possibly going to be coming here to Charleston then. I'm sorry to break the news, gentlemen, but I will not be here, and that's no reflection on you. It's all Durwood's fault, and y'all, the Nip was here too, and y'all, he was so annoying. He had entirely too much to drink, and of course, once he got home, he says, "Oh, I had too much to drink," and really. And y'all, he thinks he's delightful. He was not delightful. We are flying out, the 27th of February. Is that right? No, the 26th on that Thursday, and then flying back on Monday, the 2th of March. So, y'all, this is not going to be like the trip I went with my sister-in-law and our wine dinner friends. Y'all, this is going to be the Volga tour. And y'all, we've got the motel. It's the Embassy Suites. Oh, big, very fancy pantsy. It's true. And y'all, it is a less than a half a mile from the Fun Hog Ranch, which is, as we all know, where Veda loves to be overserved. Yes, Big Betty, very easy there. That's within stumbling distance, and y'all, it's just about a half a mile walk, 10-minute walk to the Fun Hog Ranch, and I think it was 11 minutes to the Sphere. So that's the plan right now. And because of all of that planning and everything, I was late recoding and missed the Shuckster Brunch. But that's okay, because I recoded it. Y'all slept like a baby, got up on Monday morning. Y'all, it is so cold here. Y'all, I've had to take down the ferns in Fern Gully and cover them because we're expecting a freeze Monday night. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday, Veterans Day, and y'all, think of Big Fatty, y'all, yes, Big Fatty, your Willie is chilly, warm a few minutes ago. Big Fatty, we do not need to hear about you touching yourself. But anyway, y'all, let's see. At the beginning of today's little show, right into the Wayback Machine, to the Stinky Orangutans back when Waylon and James LeRoy were on. And James LeRoy, what you doing today?
Big I think Nessa.
Oh, wait, yeah. Balls.
Oh, there's a YouTube video.
Is it Big Fatty?
No.
Oh, Big Fatty, what's wrong with him?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.